Greetings, and welcome to episode 19. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 5-time Amazon best-selling author, radio show host, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today, I will share from another one of my collaboration projects entitled Vision and Purpose, Inspiring Our Community, in which I am a contributing author. Also, this is the foundation of the magazine I write for, and that is Vision and Purpose Lifestyle Magazine. You may secure a copy at www.dressiespeaks.com. Many people always ask, how do you write books and write for a magazine? So I'll share the inside scoop. But before I do, I must give credit to Dr. Sharon Porter, we call her Dr. Sharon, and Karen McConnell-Jones, who are the visionaries who believe to have a vision, it truly inspires purpose. Vision and Purpose magazine is a resource guide for readers and the community as a whole. It enlightens, enriches, and empowers. So thank you, Dr. Sharon and Karen. Now I will take you on a journey inside my chapter in the book and my journey into writing for Vision and Purpose Lifestyle magazine. When you are asked to meet for a very important initiative, you know that it must be beyond the normal spectrum of just an ordinary meeting. I could sense and feel the excitement in the air that something amazing was about to happen. I already knew that greatness was the core of the meeting and excellence was the standard. So I proceeded to hear and engage in conversations that were filled with passion and excitement. I listened to the groundbreaking ideas of Karen and Sharon as they articulated the purpose of designing a magazine. They presented an amazing framework for their vision for what we now know is Vision and Purpose Lifestyle Magazine. I recall that very first meeting where members of the team connected. They gave input into crafting of the magazine, shared experiences about their lives, and shared areas of expertise for the magazine. Karen allowed us to use her home to meet and converse about ideas for the magazine. As the saying goes, anytime a person invites you into their home to do business, you know that it is a project or initiative that is near and dear to their heart. That is exactly what I felt sitting in Karen's home. The family atmosphere was so prevalent, and that same feeling has been conveyed in all of our conversations and plans as we have released our first magazine back in March 2020 of this year. Karen and Sharon have given birth to what is now known throughout the world as the hottest selling magazine of all time. Once again, they had all the details to share while keeping me on the edge of my seat. The more they shared, the more intrigued I became and knew immediately it was a project that I could embrace. They shared with such passion and love for what they had created. They presented to the group of professional writers and extended an opportunity for us to join them on this journey. The invitation and acceptance to be a part of such all-encompassing magazine is truly, I mean, truly a blessing and a dream come true. I believe and profess that it has not only impacted the community, but the nation and eventually the world. To know that I will make an impact through my ongoing words is a tremendous responsibility. I take it seriously and commit to bring the best insights about education, to share tips about becoming and being an author, and to provide inspirational words to readers of all ages. The vision is grand and the reach is massive. The concept of being a contributing author for Vision and Purpose Lifestyle Global Magazine is a dream that allows my mind to flip through the unforeseen pages of an unpublished version of the magazine. I utilize my many years of experience I have given to the educational profession to share from a perspective that is authentic and transformative. My experience in writing is infused in me, sharing about effective strategies to develop the skills of writing for readers, and the multitude of my inspirational quotes I share continues to stir the hearts, minds, and souls of readers from all walks of life. I can tell you my writing extends from the early years where I knew I had a natural desire to write to the completion of writing books today. To date, I have written books, participated in collaboration projects with professionals around the country, completed a lengthy dissertation. Yes, I remember. And those of you who have worked on your doctorate probably can remember all that research-based writing. That is something that I'm really not fond of. But guess what? It has helped me to be the writer that I am today. And I've written extensively for colleges and universities and written for the sheer love of just writing. I love to write. And once again, you probably have heard me say this before, but when I was a school administrator, I would tell the kids to read, read, read. And now that I have the time to write, I say write, write, write. I also get the opportunity to write with a focus on inspirational themes, educational topics, and share tips from an author's perspective. I have spent the past few years working to publish some of my finest works about my journey in school leadership, my ability to coach others to greatness, effective leadership strategies, and how to walk in excellence, all of which you can find on my website. As shared, I have always enjoyed the art of writing and imparting my thoughts to others to make an impact. But to write for this magazine is an epic lifetime experience. It allows me the platform to share my love of writing again and to share about my journey into becoming an author in hopes of motivating and inspiring others to do the same. Readers learn tips on how to leap into their destiny, how to pursue their passion, and how to believe in their ability to write so they can share their story. Your story, as I always say, is meant to be told. They learn about practical ways to get started with the writing process to the process of publishing the book. I share effective strategies as to how I was able to write and publish my first book about school transformation. I share my experience in writing more books and completing several co-authoring book collaboration projects in hopes of helping the next person to reach their God-given potential and their goal of becoming an author. Additionally, I share how I align the passion for my profession to the publishing of chapters in the following books. And again, you can definitely go to my website and just see some of the books that I have posted there. They are The Heart of School Transformation, My Journey into Transforming Urban Schools, The Girlfriend Code Sorority Edition, Coaching Champions, How to Understand the Players Before Giving the Plays, Women of Virtue, Walking in Excellence, and also two leadership tidbit books. And these books help to impact one's knowledge base and extend their capacity. Readers learn to share authentically while writing passionately. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I will continue sharing more about my journey in writing for Vision and Purpose Lifestyle Magazine. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressyspeaks.com, where you can find all of my books about leadership. I'll be right back.
Hello. This is Annetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator.
Remember once again to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. As I shared earlier, I get to share from my lengthy educational journey about topics that will impact the average person to educators who are in the field of education making an impact. And certainly, I hope that during this challenging time that you will find something that you can utilize. Readers also take a glimpse into my serving 30 plus years in the field of education, from public to private to higher education. They learn strategies and techniques that they can apply to enhance their toolkit. Readers of all levels in the field of education get an insight into the beginning of my teaching career in an alternative middle school to a regular middle school and learn about strategies they can apply in their current experience. My serving as an assistant principal at the elementary level before becoming a principal of two elementary schools will allow me to provide golden nuggets that will positively impact readers. I know assistant principals who are aspiring to become principals, they are so eager to learn so much. Well, I can tell you, you can learn all about it in some of the writings that I've done. Even my work as an instructor at the Math and Science Academy of Excellence at Winston-Salem State University, and as an adjunct professor at North Carolina A&T State University, ITT Technical Institute, and George Mason University, it will allow you to walk away with some great educational tips. My service as an executive director and principal of a middle school will assist those serving at the middle school level, and even the experience at the high school level will allow and it has allowed me to share with young adults and others about the transition from high school to college and beyond. And hopefully, with all of my experience spanning from pre-K through college, my sharing through writing will make a profound impact, not only in the field of education, but in the lives of those on the journey, no matter where they are in the process. A lot of my experience allowed me to serve once again as that transformational leader, and I gained so much invaluable experience and knowledge that I share it with others just to really impact their lives. That experience gave me the opportunity to improve the academic performance and success indicators of schools. Readers, they get to learn about those effective leadership strategies that they can apply to their practice. And once again, in the span of my career, I've been blessed and honored to have the privilege of leading schools, and they became Piedmont Signature Schools, where the schools had the highest growth of all schools in the district. And readers, I tell you, you will be able to learn what it takes to master such tremendous accomplishments. The mission of continuing to ignite a passion in others and to make a profound impact in the field of education to help at Promise students believe and change their outcome, their future, and readers also learn about practical tips, once again, that they can implement. The heart of my service unfolds in the pages of the magazine and in my book. Current and relevant educational topics about a myriad of factors are written about so readers can know effective research-based strategies to apply. No matter the audience, all readers gain knowledge, a significant amount of information, once again, that they can apply not only to their profession, but to their life as well. This magazine allows me to use my life experiences of serving in the field of education to continuously impact the lives of others, and I say that over and over again. Also, it allows me to write about topics that I am passionate about, topics that I have experience in, and topics where I can provide guidance and assistance. It gives me the opportunity also to transform minds through my writing and develop hope in the lives of those who may be hopeless and need help to create those dreams in their hearts and in their minds, and also to search for purpose. This magazine is epic. I love being an author for Vision and Purpose Lifestyle Magazine, and you can definitely secure a copy at www.the,
as in Victor, and P, magazine.com. Always remember that education is hard work, H-A-R-D, but it is also heart work, H-E-A-R-T. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.DrEssieSpeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platform, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.